Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Mm-hmm. We'll get his side and her side. We'll get it straight. It's Slacker and Steve's Great Mate Debate.
All right, we're already being warned by Little D, our producer, to like start heading you off at the pass for Great Mate Debate because it's like, yes, they should have talked about this before they got married, but maybe not. And this is not a problem that we need an immediate solution to.
Yes.
But we still need a solution.
There we go.
So listen carefully, and maybe you can save a child's life today. It's Danny and Barb, and I believe Danny's going first. Danny?
Yay!
Tell us what's going on.
Hey, so my wife Barb and I are expecting our first child.
Congratulations.
I'm excited about it. Thank you. Thank you very much. But the thing we're disagreeing about is how we're going to raise the child in that, look, she and I used to party quite a bit, and I want to be upfront and honest with the kid when the time comes about our previous drug use and partying and stuff like that.
Oh, you're talking party.
Yeah.
Okay. You party.
Yeah, I mean, we weren't like, you know, junkies or anything like that, but we did some pretty hard drugs on more than one occasion, you know. And,
nice.
I think that we need to, you know, lead by example and be open about it and, you know, let our kids learn from our mistakes.
Okay.
Cool. Rather than make drugs taboo and the forbidden fruit, you want to be
honest about it. Like parents should with their kids, and then
Steve, when you, I know what you're doing, and you do that thing where it's you judge everybody, but it's something you've never even attempted to do. So it's, and you claim it's because you're on the outside looking in, but that's still not. You don't
a
get to
clearer
talk.
Vision of what's going on.
All right, well, let's find out why Barb doesn't want to be honest with her child. Barb,
yeah,
why don't you want to be honest?
Well, I just feel like I don't need to tell my kid that I've made a bunch of mistakes. I don't need to tell them, like Danny said, that, you know, we did some real, you know, we, like you said, we did it a couple of times. It was more, you know, fun and games. But there's like more than one occasion where we didn't really remember how we got home.
Heck yeah.
And, you know, we worked hard to like cut it down, start, you know, paying bills on time, all that stuff. And my kids don't need to know that, you know, that we were huge screw ups for a while. And we found our way back to being, you know, responsible, happy people. We don't need to tell them specifically our mistakes.
So if they ask, you're going to lie.
Yeah. I feel like it's almost giving them permission. Like, well, you did it, so.
Oh, I see. But Steve's question is valid. If you get point blank, if your soon to be born child 13 years from now, 12 years from now goes, Mom, have you ever done cocaine? You're gonna lie and say you haven't.
Well, I'm not going to even address that, but I'm not going to tell them that we made mistakes like that because I don't think they need to know that, you know, because the thing is that, you know, they could not come back from that. We, thankfully, I mean, drugs are terrible for you. Drinking is terrible for you after a certain amount.
Yes.
And I don't think, you know, that every person is the same. And if my kid comes out and they're like, you did it, and they do it once, they could be dead. You know what I mean? Like, right. So I don't want to give them permission and say, well, you did it, Mom. You're
so
okay.
The answer to Steve's question is yes, you're going
to
lie.
You're going to lie to your children as a parent.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And Danny, you think transparency, why we all lie to our, I'm sorry. And Steve can look at me with the judgmental eyes. We all go in and say, we want to be honest about everything, but there's certain things built into the system that you have to lie to them about.
That's what parenting is. It's just lying to your
child. That's not what parenting is.
Because it's easier for the parent.
It can be at times. Okay. But you want to be completely transparent from a certain age for when it comes to this.
Yeah. I mean, it's like you said before, you know, if we make it a taboo thing and we turn it into a secret, then we're not giving them permission to do drugs by admitting this. We're giving them permission to lie about it by not telling them. That's,
wow.
You know, that's what I think.
Wow.
You know, if we're opening a thumb down the road, when the experimentation time comes, if it happens, you know, then I want to know about it and I want to be able to talk about it.
They might be more, your point is, and I kind of see that, they might be more open to telling you, because if you look like two fuddy-duddies who wouldn't understand anyway, the first time they try weed, they're not going to go, well, my parents don't even understand what weed is. They never even tried it.
Exactly.
That makes sense. All right, guys, hang on. We're going to get you some jury members. Don't move, and we'll figure out if your unborn child gets to know you were druggies or not.
Okay.
I know it's never going to happen to you, but done every drug there is.
Yep.
We thought there was two you hadn't, but we've ticked them off.
One, maybe, yeah.
Okay. If you were to have children,
okay,
would you be honest?
I would.
Because of his reasoning or why?
Because of his reasoning, because I think an adult lying to a child is like it's like one of the commandments, isn't it, or something?
You lie to everyone, uh-huh, every day.
Except for children.
You're lying now.
Pretty much, yeah.
So I just...
Well, okay, what's the upside of lying to your child? What's the upside of keeping information from your child? What's the upside of keeping information from a parent?
Yeah, I think the upside is you try to prevent... If you lost your V card at 11...
Okay.
And your kid is 11 and or 12 and going... getting curious, and they go, well, when did you lose? If you go, I was 11, then they suddenly feel like they're behind the eight ball. Maybe they should try it.
Okay.
And the upside of lying with drugs is, did you ever try drugs? Yes. Which ones? All of them. When? Probably started when I was 13. Mm-hmm. Well, again, if it's a 13-year-old asking you, he's like, sweet. Then it sounds like I'm right on track.
Can I ask you this as a parent? Do you not want to tell those things to your child because it makes you look bad in the eyes of your child? Is that more important?
The reason I would lie is to keep them from making the same mistakes I did.
Okay.
I wouldn't be doing it to make keep my reputation intact.
Okay.
I would be doing it I didn't try drugs because it's tough because part of me wants to say, yeah, I did try it and it was really bad. And I want to be the guy who learned the lesson so you don't have to. But I feel like kids who are 13 years old hear, you tried it? Just exactly what Barb said. Then I can too.
Yeah.
You did it, so I can too.
License to steal.
It is. Yeah. I don't know the right answer. I know it's easy to say what you're saying. You should always be honest with your kids.
Every time.
But it's impossible to practice that. It's impossible. Because sometimes you just gotta lie.
Gotcha.
Have you told your kids about drugs?
Yeah, how to charge your kids turn out.
That's what we need to know. If you've told your kids and they experimented, or you didn't tell them and they still experiment, these guys, the child is growing in her womb right now, but they're fighting this battle now so that they're
smart.
Yeah, so it doesn't have to get ugly when the kid's 11 and already asking them the question. They need your advice. Let's start with Maddie.
Yay.
What do you think?
I am on Danny's side.
Why?
Because I didn't have my first sip of alcohol until I was at a college frat party my freshman year.
Wow.
And I had no idea what feeling drunk was going to be like. And I feel like if I would have been more educated on what to do in those kind of situations, I wouldn't have had the very crappy, horrible things that happened to me happen.
Oh, so knowledge. Knowledge was the key.
Knowledge.
Yeah.
Ignorance is not bliss.
So did your parents flat out lie to you then?
Well, I mean, my mom is an alcoholic. So anytime I thought, you know, I thought of alcohol, it's the worst possible thing ever. No one can ever do it. And then I got to the frat party and everyone's like, drink, do this. And I was out of control because I had no idea what type of limitations or what was the appropriate behavior to have.
There it is.
Barb, do you hear that? Like the danger you could be putting your kids in by lying to them?
Well, I don't think, you know, we have to like eliminate, you know, alcohol from our home. I mean, we occasionally imbibe, but I mean, I don't want our kids to know that we were like completely out of control ourselves, and that, you know, I can try and teach them to be responsible, but I don't need to tell them
how far
irresponsible I was. It's just not a thing that they need to go forth in life with knowing that their parents at one time were complete dumbasses.
How about using your mistakes to help your kids learn from it? That's what one of the texters was saying.
That's not bad.
From my mistakes. I want to protect them from knowing that that's even an option. Like, do I really want my kid knowing? I mean, I have no idea, Danny, why you want our kid knowing that, we like woke up and, you know, the bed was soiled and we weren't really that sure who did it.
Yeah.
Like, do you really want your kid knowing that?
Right.
No, I mean, because of exactly what the caller just said, like, she was unprepared for a situation. That's like my worst nightmare, having our daughter unprepared for a situation like that and becoming victimized because of it.
Dang.
Let's keep going here. Teresa.
Hi. Yai.
Yai.
I'm on Barb's side. I told my kid, I never got into anything heavy duty, but I did tell them, and I was very open and honest and said, you know, this is how it was. And they tend to more or less throw it back in my face. Well, you did it. Well, you did it. All the time.
Because kids suck.
I think what's going to happen, though, is they're going to do what they're going to do, whether they know what you did or not. But I think they will tend to do that. Well, you did it. You can't get on me for it. Ugh. You know, and even though you say I learned from my mistakes, kids can't see tomorrow. All they see is today. They're going to do what all their friends want them to do. I tried showing my kids people drunk, people messed up, or told them stories of people I knew who OD'd, you know, to give them examples of don't go that far. You know, if you're going to try something, don't go that far. Never get in a car with somebody who's done that. Call me, I'll come get you wherever you are, kind of thing. But they're going to do what they're going to do. But I would veer away from, I mean, the minor stuff, you know, let them have a drink at home when they're 16 or something to see how it makes them feel.
But don't line up.
If they're going to do, then why not educate them?
Ooh.
Well, that is. You can say, okay, try a couple of beers at home. See how that affects you. Then, no, don't go out.
I like it, Mom.
Now what?
Yeah.
What's next?
Well, no, I had two daughters, and I let them drink wine coolers when they were, you know, 15, 16, because that's what I drank. But I told them, okay, this is hardly anything. You know, and neither one of them drinks heavy alcohol now. I have no alcoholism in my family or around me. All my family, you know, we like to party when we're together. Everybody has a drink, but nobody gets obnoxious.
Nice.
And they see that.
Cool.
Thank you for the call, Teresa. Yeah. We do appreciate your insight. I mean, there's some bad to letting them in on everything. Mary?
Yay.
Yay.
How are you guys doing, guys? Listen, I'm going to jump right in here. I have much experience with drugs and alcoholism on both sides of the family. I'm sorry, I'm with Danny. I believe you have to be transparent with your kids.
Really?
I was a very heavy drug user when I was younger. My husband fell into it longer than me. Anyway, long story short, I have three grown daughters now and a boy that's 16. And you have to be real.
And you told them that you did hard drugs. They know how.
Oh, yeah.
And did make them do hard drugs?
Right.
Or did they avoid hard drugs?
No, I think they avoided them because of that. And I've been real with my kids. One of them did that stupid, oh, well, you did it. Yeah. And did that go good? No. Hello. But see, my children know they can come to me now. They know that I'm real. They know that I'm grounded and that I already lived this and I experienced so much. They know, hey, we can come to Mom and not be afraid to talk to Mom about this because Mom's being real about
that's
her life
awesome.
With us.
No, that's awesome, Mary. That's what you want. Every parent wants that.
Here's the deal.
Here's the thing is that, you know, for her, it didn't go well, but we are so blessed. We are doing awesome.
But you weren't when
and
you were doing
my
it.
My ultimate fear, Danny, is that they're going to say, you know, did that go bad for you? And what are we honestly going to say? Well, it wasn't, you know, that bad. We actually got it together.
Okay. Well, here's the deal.
We're not going to be able to, like...
Barb, like it or not, by a 10-to-1 margin,
yep.
And I don't know what Facebook looks like.
Pretty
is it
close.
About the same?
Mm-hmm.
Danny wins. Honesty rules
I'm
the day.
I'm shocked.
Honesty, it's weird. Because
all your parents, all you love to lie about that aspect of life.
Don't love to, but feel like we have to. But I'm starting to rethink it for my own family.
Get out of town.
Of being honest about promiscuity and all of it.
And transparency?
Yeah.
Oh my.
Okay. I know.
Holy.
But Barb, you gotta let it go, okay? You're going to have to be.
Is that cool?
I don't know. We might continue this debate later, but I'll take it under advisement, you guys. I will take. I promise.
Okay.
Yeah, trust me. When she makes that noise, we're going to keep talking about it.
Thank you, guys, and nice. Congratulations again on having the baby. Yeah,
they're good parents.
You guys have been great. Let's keep this conversation going over on the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.